Welcome to Manchester United Today.
Football Predictions.
Hi, it's Peter Guest with
The Moose.
And we're here for another special episode of the footballpredictions.net podcast covering the Champions League final on the 1st of June 2024. You can see the details of where to watch this game on our website, our footballpredictions.net, along with loads of fixtures from other football competitions from around the world.
Yeah, and on our website, it'll show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as match odds from local bookmakers.
If you look in the description of this podcast, you can see a link which you can click, which will take you directly to this Champions League final match that we're about to discuss.
Yeah.
And this one will be all over the TV and streaming and things. This is so it's the 1st of June, 8 o'clock p.m. UK time, and you can watch it here in the UK on Discovery Plus, TNT Sports. And if you want to see it from anywhere around the world, look on our website on that page on the link, and it will show you where you can watch it locally. So it's a huge day for both clubs. It's more of a rarity for Borussia Dortmund, and they've really fought hard to get here, haven't they?
Yeah, they really have. I think it surprised most, including us, that they were going to beat PSG in those semis, because in the final semi at PSG, we had Dortmund to lose 2-1, which would have taken it to extra time, but they actually went to PSG and beat them 1-0. And Dortmund obviously finished the season off really strongly, as well as we predicted on the Bundesliga podcast, where we had them to beat Darmstadt quite comfortably. They beat them 4-0, didn't they? So that was a comfortable end to the season for Dortmund. But yeah, Champions League finals for Dortmund. They've been in two finals in total. They beat Juve in 97, and then they lost to Bayern Munich, which was also at Wembley, in 2013.
Yeah. Looking at Real Madrid, there have been quite a few finals of the Champions League and won pretty much almost all of them. They have had another good season. They've won La Liga, and they've had a couple of, almost like exhibition games, haven't they, after they, in the last couple of matches in La Liga, where they only managed a home draw against Betis and another draw against Villarreal.
Yeah.
But before that, they've been just ripping it up, and I guess focusing all of their efforts and minds on what's to come on the 1st of June and at Wembley, of course. And it'd be a great game to go and watch, I think, this one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, but yeah, like you said, wow, Real Madrid is the team in Europe with the most finals in the Champions League. Prior to that, when it was called Champions Cup or whatever, 17 finals they've accumulated. And since it's been called the Champions League, Real Madrid has actually won every single one of the finals they've qualified for. That is a really impressive record. Of obviously last time out when they were in the final, but two seasons ago when they played Liverpool, they beat them 1-0 in that final at Stade de France.
Yeah. And about who do we think is going to play the personnel for Carlo Ancelotti? They're likely to start off obviously with Courtois and goal, then Carvajal, Militao and Rudiger, Mendy, Valverde, Camavinga, Toni Kroos, Bellingham, Rodrigo and Vinicius Jr. It's quite a team, isn't it?
That is quite a team. That's also our predicted lineups. And to all our listeners, you can, of course, see predicted lineups head-to-head. All the stats you get on the website, footballpredictions.net, for this game. And yeah, on the Dortmund side, we have a team or predicted lineup that's Kobel in goals, Ryerson, Hummels, Schlotterbeck and Madsen, and then Emre Can, Sabitzer, Sancho, forming sort of like the midfield together with Brandt, Adeyemi, and then Füllkrug.
up front. And you know, just looking through those names, you look at, you know, some of these kind of almost like journeyman players like Sancho's have kind of almost gone back home in a way. Sabitzer, these are good players on their day. They can be very, very good players. Can they match? I think they can do very well against Madrid, as in probably keep them at bay for long periods of time. But I think it's a matter of attrition, isn't it, with Madrid? They have so much quality that, you know, you look at someone like Jude Bellingham now, who's there. I mean, God knows next year what they're going to be like with Mbappe. My God, it's going to be scary for everyone. But can you really see them holding out? I mean, that in terms of the league, I know they're usually known as a bit uneven leagues, but you know, you look at Real Madrid, only lost one game the entire season in La Liga, whereas Dortmund, I know it's on the day, of course, everything's about on the day, but Dortmund, I think they lost seven games in their season and actually finished fifth.
I think if there is maybe something a little bit interesting here that might give the Dortmund fans a little bit of hope, because Dortmund in the quarterfinals, they knocked out Atletico Madrid, didn't they? They lost 2-1 at Atletico, but then they beat them 4-2 at home. And in general, Dortmund's always a very strong home team in Europe, at home at Westfalen. A very strong team, and they beat them 4-2 at home to go through. Now, Atletico Madrid is the only team to have beaten Real Madrid in the Liga this season.
I guess that does maybe give them some hope, but I would say probably I wouldn't be putting my prediction based on that. But
No, probably not.
maybe we should go. I mean, we're kind of indicating what we think is going to happen. I think most. I mean, they're obviously the favourites. Real Madrid, such a great team, and they've got what a great bench they've even got. The likes of Modric will be sitting there. You know, he's won so many of these. It's almost like an expectation, isn't it, for Real Madrid? So, what do we think is going to be? Do we think it's going to be tight in terms of or lots of goals? What do you
Well,
think?
Real Madrid is such a strong team when it comes to this stage of the Champions League. They've proven that on the last eight occasions in the Champions League, right? They've won all eight, and we believe also that Real Madrid is going to win this Champions League. A narrow 1-0 win, so Dortmund will give them a good game. But yeah, we believe that Real Madrid will edge Dortmund 1-0 in the final.
It would be a real fairy tale for Dortmund to win. I'd like to see Dortmund win it because it makes it just a bit more interesting. And you know, it's a bit like the FA Cup final where everyone was just, it was Manchester City, we're just going to win, weren't they, against Manchester United? But it didn't turn out that way. And so you hope these things can happen just for to make it not just one-way traffic. But yeah, we realistically, if you're going to put money on it, we think Real Madrid to win the Champions League in normal time and 1-0. So it could be tense, could be. I always like it when there's a late goal, so keep it interesting till the very end. But yeah, let's see how it plays out. But we're thinking 1-0 to Real Madrid at Wembley, June 1st. Or if you want to watch it on TV, it'll be on TNT Sports One. And yeah, look on our website for all the different channels. So, like we said before, in the description of this podcast, you'll find a link to the match, and or you can just go to footballpredictions.net and take a look and navigate to it. So there you'll see all the online sources where you can watch the game from your location, and all the TV channels, our tips, and all the best odds as well. So, I mean, you might already know if you listen along to this podcast that we produce it for a lot of different leagues, competitions, and you can get this one from podcast.footballpredictions.net along with all the others, or where you get your favorite podcast. So that's all for this Champions League final special. Thanks for joining us. And for now, it's
Adios.
adios. Adios.
Adios. All right.
Maybe because this game's in England, we should just say goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, it's at Wembley, isn't it? So, yeah.
All right. Until the next one.
I thought